Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. This week, music of Central and Eastern Europe spanning two centuries, all connected in some way to the junior branch of the House of Habsburg, who ruled the Holy Roman Empire for nearly 400 years. At various times, the branch reigned over modern-day Germany, Austria, Hungary, Czechia, Lithuania, Poland, and Spain. We'll hear music under three Habsburg rulers, Rudolfs I and II, and Ferdinand III, who were avid patrons of the arts. Plus, while we're on the topic of royal patrons, some music from the court of Louis XIV, from our featured recording by Les Ordinaires.
Thank you.
Ensemble Masks, directed by harpsichordist Oliver Fortin. We heard Al Giorno delle Correggie by Johann Heinrich Schmelzer. Music was part of court life from the very start of Habsburg rule over the Holy Roman Empire. Rudolf I, who was the first king of the Romans in the Habsburg family, ruled in the late 13th century. He welcomed musicians in his court, including the Minnesinger Heinrich Frauenlob. Here is Die Königin von Saba, the Queen of Sheba. The text is attributed to Frauenlob.
Sie hält verloren.
We heard Die Königin von Saba from a CD of music by the German Minnesinger Frauenlob by singer Sabine Lutzenberger and flutist Norbert Rodenkirchen. Rudolf II was known for some political missteps just before the Thirty Years' War, but he was a patron of the arts, and his support of the arts and collection of curiosities gives us some insight into the rich mannerist art and scientific and musical instruments of the late 16th century. Flemish composer Jakob Reinjar worked in Rudolf's court. Let's hear one of Reinjar's secular German songs, Venus, du und dein Kind, music from the Habsburg court of Rudolf II.
Venus, du und dein Kind, seid alle beide blind. Venus, du und dein Kind, seid alle beide blind. Und pflegt auch zu verblenden, wer sich zu euch tut wenden. Und pflegt auch zu verblenden, wer sich zu euch tut wenden. Wie ich's wohl habe erfahren in meinen jungen Jahren. Amor, du Kindlein bloß, wem dein vergiftet Schoß. Amor, du Kindlein bloß, wem dein vergiftet Schoß, das Herz einmal berührt, der wird das bald verführet. Das Herz einmal berührt, der wird das bald verführet. Wie ich's wohl habe erfahren in meinen jungen Jahren. Ein Freud allein gibst du viel tausend Pein. Fühl nur ein Freud allein gibst du viel tausend Pein. Für nur ein freundlich Scherzen gibst du viel tausend Schmerzen. Für nur ein freundlich Scherzen gibst du viel tausend Schmerzen. Wie ich's wohl habe erfahren in meinen jungen Jahren. Drum rat ich jedermann, von Liebheit abzustarren. Drum rat ich jedermann, von Liebheit abzustarren. Dann nichts ist zu erjagen, in Lieb, dann Weh und Klagen. Dann nichts ist zu erjagen, in Lieb, dann Weh und Klagen. Das hab ich wohl erfahren in meinen jungen Jahren. Das hab ich wohl erfahren in meinen jungen Jahren.
We heard Venus, du und dein Kind by Jakob Reinjar. That was the Viennese ensemble Cinquecento on their 2014 Hyperion release, Amorosi Pensieri, Songs for the Habsburg Court. During his lifetime, Reinjar's music was regarded so highly that Orlando de Lassus tried to whisk him away to work for the court in Saxony, but Reinjar decided to continue working for the Habsburg court instead. Next, we'll hear one of Reinjar's sacred works, Lamentabatur Jacob. In this work, Jacob laments his sons Joseph and Benjamin being taken into captivity in Egypt. Reinjar may have been familiar with Cristobal Morales' setting, written for the Sistine Chapel in the 1540s.
Thank you.
Lamentabatur Jakob, sung by the vocal ensemble Cinquecento, with music by Jakob Reynar. Under the rule of the Habsburg Emperor Ferdinand III, the Thirty Years' War ended with the Peace of Westphalia. In addition to his political triumphs and failures, Ferdinand was fond of music. He showed his affection through a lifetime of compositional study and patronage. Here is the Emperor's setting of the hymn Jesu Corona Virginum. The hymn Jesu Corona Virginum, set by Ferdinand III, Holy Roman Emperor. We heard Franz Witzum, countertenor, with Les Escapades, viol consort. Our playlist, podcast, and archived episodes are online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. Harmonia is a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We've been listening to music composed under the rule of three of the Habsburg emperors. Ferdinand III was especially close with German composer Johann Jakob Froberger. Upon Ferdinand's death, Froberger wrote this lamentation. The work unfolds slowly, almost painfully, as Froberger recounts the pain of losing his friend. Performance indications suggest avec discrétion, with freedom. One account indicated that Froberger wrote this piece in a, quote, very clear way, and that it was unfortunate the pieces were subject to, quote, massacre. This warning against leeway in tempo is still lost on modern performers. In this recording, the lamentation takes 5 minutes, but on another recording we considered, the piece takes 12 minutes.
Thank you.
Froberger's Lamentation on the Death of Ferdinand III. We heard Glenn Wilson, harpsichord, on that Naxos 2016 release, Johann Jakob Froberger, 23 Suites for Harpsichord. Violinist and composer Johann Heinrich Schmelzer also wrote a lamentation for Ferdinand III. It's among the earliest surviving works by Schmelzer. Instead of featuring a lonely harpsichord, Schmelzer's setting requires an ensemble. In this recording, we'll hear Baroque strings and organ from Ensemble Masque.
Thank you.
The Lament on the Death of Ferdinand III by Johann Heinrich Schmelzer. Ensemble Mask was directed by harpsichordist Oliver Fortin from a recording entitled Schmelzer, Sacra Profanus. In their premiere recording, Ensemble Les Ordinaires performs chamber music from the court of Louis XIV. The ensemble is based in Indiana, where they've performed at Twin Cities Early Music Festival and in 18th and early 19th century spaces in Indiana and Kentucky. First, we'll hear a Brunette by late Baroque composer Jacques-Martin Hotteterre. These highly ornamented pieces for flute and continuo mimic the tradition of vocalists from the same time, who sang airs and brunettes about unrequited love in bucolic settings. Here is Rocher, Je ne veux point, air de Basilly. Music from Hotteterre's Air et Brunette pour les Traversières, performed by Les Ordinaires, featuring flutist Lila Breithaupt, on the 2018 Naxos release Inner Chambers, Royal Court Music of Louis XIV. Marin Marais's Pièce de Viol, published in Paris in 1711, represents core works of a favorite instrument of the French aristocracy, the viola da gamba. Here are gambist Erica Rubis and theorbo player David Walker performing two movements from Marais' third book of viol pieces. Thank you. Saraband and La Guitare from Marin Marais' Pièce de Viol performed by Les Ordinaires. We'll close with an elegant chaconne from Jean-Baptiste Lully's Trio de la Chambre pour le coucher du roi. The chaconne from Lully's Trio de la Chambre pour le coucher du roi, performed by Les Ordinaires. More music, stories, history, recordings, and other information about the world of early music can be found on our Harmonia Early Music podcasts, online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoops Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Wendy Gillespie and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.